Yeah, I mean, these are the very few last words. I mean, I'm pretty sure all of you are very much interested how many people have watched our presentation on the first day. There you see here the number of requests, and here you see the number of people. So we're between here, between 10 and 28, or 29 more or less going up. You're seeing the different bandwidths they were using, and maybe even more interesting, you might be interesting where they were coming from. And we have here a map where you see a couple of people in the US really stayed up very long to listen to these presentations. We have also something from, actually I know who this person is here, this is an OpenSS user, they're in the middle of the ocean. but also somebody from Inner Mongolia, it looks like, and from today, we have a similar thing here about the users. And today we had 40 users, mean different IP, watching our presentation. Certainly it can also be that one user has switched there in the meantime. And you see so around 11 there was the most attention. Maybe it was what was your talk there. And the final picture of this is where were the people listening from today? And I mean, you see here a couple of people from Guatemala. It's also a historical OpenSS site where many people are working from there. And you see also your colleague from LA were watching, obviously. Therefore, something for a summary from this. And actually, we have also, let's say, very last act. We have here a prize that was given many years ago to Stefan, who was at this time the youngest participant of an OpenSS conference. And maybe Stefan has now prepared a very nice summary of many of the contributors, I think, passed by. And it is time to give this torch of being the youngest title conference participant further.
Thanks again for participating and sharing your first experiences with Tinkl. It gives us a lot of hope, right, that there will be Tinklers around in the years and the decades to come. So as I said, I was double the age when I first attended the Tinkl conference, double the age as you are today. So I was 26, 27 or so. in that sense, but still the youngest at the time. Now you earned this award, right, being the youngest Tinkler. And this was given to me to one of the authors, so for those that haven't, I mean, you've all seen the book passing through. It's not the most recent one, but it's an excellent book. There's no object orientation in there, and maybe some other fancy stuff missing, but it covers still 90% of the eternal Tinkl knowledge, I guess. So there are some personal notes. Everyone here in the room, I hope, or at the lunch tables, signed and commented briefly, right, for you, and we left our signatures. So, and I added, so to say, so I got this note by one of John's sidekick, Ken Jones, the co-author of the book, and he thanked me, so to say, for attending back then and asked me to carry on the Tinkl knowledge in a way or spread the word. So now I'm handing over this responsibility to you 10 years later. and thank you, Dominic.
Thank you. I mean, the last thing is to say thank you. Thank you to everybody to come here, to join us, to be with us these 2 days and to have here some kind of interesting, let's say, insight from different parts of the Tinkl community and OpenSS community from, let's say, very first steps to very experienced giving away more or less the last sources to the public side, and also from starting from very small devices of just having everything complex systems on a single platine computer to something like running huge clusters outside which are based on Tinkl software at the end. Therefore, I think it's sometimes amazing how large the applicability of this very simple language is, and that many different people find it still the right tool. I mean, I think it's not so easy to find other languages which has this kind of scope of applications, and maybe it's something to be proud of, and something which our godfathers of Tickle have more or less designed quite well. Therefore, we are not a large community, but I think we are a happy community. Then, thanks a lot from my side.
So, let me talk. Thank everybody, the participants, the speakers, and especially Gustav, Stefan, Monika, and all the other in the background for organizing this real nice EuroTickle or combined EuroTickle and OpenACS conference. You had very good weather.
Organized well.
Organized, everything works very well. And it was, especially for me, it was a very pleasant conference because I nearly had to do nothing. Everything was done by all the guys here in Vienna. So thanks a lot from all of, I think I'm talking in from all participants. Thanks a lot for organizing, and yeah, maybe we see again in Vienna or someone else. As I mentioned, I will not be responsible for organizing EuroTickles anymore, but spread the news maybe in the monthly Tickle video calls, so maybe we find someone else who is willing to organize this. I think Dominic is a little bit too young. He has to wait 5 years until he can organize his first EuroTickle, but in the meantime, maybe someone else will step up. So thanks a lot, and have a good trip home, and maybe we see soon.